Today's Man Law is brought to you by Vicky's Bridge Street Pasty in Saranac, Michigan. The best pasty in Lower Michigan by far. Now, if you're headed to deer camp, you might want to cruise and find Saranac and head over to Vicky's and bring some of those babies up to deer camp, because let me tell you, they are so stinking good. And oh my gosh.
He's got three or four flavors of those things too. You know, you can get the beef, you can get the chicken, or you can get vegetable ones if you roll like that.
He even played around with that veggie one. It was actually really good. It goes against everything I've ever been taught, and I would normally not want to admit that I tried one, but I didn't want him to feel bad.
Right.
It was good.
Ketchup or gravy, whichever way you roll, they're good.
Yep. Cool. So, you know, Jop, now that the election's over, we're going to be able to get the focus of our military. I've been working on the Marine Corps.
Did you do man law
closely.
Yet?
Oh, gosh. Should I do that?
Yeah, I think maybe you should. Let's take a shot at what man law is.
I got is deer camp on my mind. I'm sorry, man. I just can't think. So deer camp is on my mind. Man law should be. Here's today's man law again. You cannot rat out a friend who's showed up to work with a massive hangover. Guys, that sounds familiar. However, you may hide the aspirin, smear his chair with Limburger cheese, turn the brightness on his computer way up so he thinks it's broken, or have them paged every 7 minutes.
Yep, and I got one more to add to that. It was a classic one I did when I was working between high school and the end of college in the summers. We had a supervisor that wore safety glasses, and we took and put a big thumbprint on a piece of clear tape and then put the tape on the right lens of his glass and then cut the tape so it just was perfect around the lens. And he'd take those glasses off and rub them on his shirt, trying to get that fingerprint off. Hold him up, put him back on. He'd go, ah, damn. And then he'd do it again and again. It was hilarious. So that was the day he came to work hungover.
Okay, that's a better one. Okay, so back to the military deal. We are going to be able to now finalize our shipment, and we're going to actually need some freight money and the GIBBQ fund. We rated pretty heavy to pay for those American Barbecue System smokers. So if you want to help out with this, it is GIBBQ.com. We have two more loads to ship, and we're trying to get them overseas right now, and I'm feeling really good about it, but there's going to be a fair amount of expense there, so if we could raise another 10 grand, it would be really helpful. Go to GIBBQ.com, see what we've done so far. There's two complete shipments, and each shipment is a giant Judge smoker like mine. From American Barbecue System. It's a pallet of the country's very best charcoal called Parker Pure Mountain Charcoal. I can't say it. And then a pallet of American Stockyard barbecue sauce from Original One in Kansas City.
Right.
And actually, Fat Daddy's out in Idaho is going to give us some spices again, too. God bless that guy.
And our friends at Smithfield, because meat is tough for us to ship, they're going to help us with, because they're already through the GI and the military, rather, procurement system. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be able to get fresh pork there wherever we send them, if it's country appropriate. And it doesn't matter, because
we ship it anyway.
Right. We're bringing it.
That's right. We're shipping to Marines, okay?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you've been listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. If you're going to deer camp, be safe. Wear a strap in a tree. Don't be falling out when you want to take a nap. But we appreciate you tuning in each and every week. And we'll be talking with you after Bob gets his big old buck. Talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.